It's a chilly Friday here at Fairfield High School as we get set for the 2019 OHSAA Division I sectional finals between the Coring Cardinals and the Muller Crusaders. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Alongside Mike Jones, I'm Zachary Nienaber, and you're listening to Muller Basketball on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. And well, it's a good battle it looks to be tonight against the Muller Crusaders and the Coring Cardinals. And Mike, the one question that I think I'm most interested in is, will Muller finally play a game that's somewhat competitive? These past two games have really gotten away from the other teams. Do you think this can be a little bit of a different story here tonight?
Well, I think it can be compared to what they've faced so far in the sectional tournament. Coleraine is a bit of an up-and-coming team. They've gotten better every year over the last five in their record. They're very senior-laden. They've got 13 seniors on their ball club, although they'll start a sophomore here tonight. I think the one thing that we probably weren't anticipating coming into tonight that we just found out is that one of Coleraine's starters, one of their best players, Sincere Jones, is ineligible, will not be playing tonight.
And it looks like we'll have Brandon Sinclair, who will be taking his spot in the starting lineup this evening, and he scored 0 points since the game when he put up five on January the 25th. It'll be interesting to see how the sophomore guard's able to play today. But the Coleraine Cardinals overall are 10-13. They're 4-12 in the GMC. And they're 1-0 in the postseason, coming off a 51-48 victory over Western Hills. That was a great game for Coleraine. They were able to come back and score on a run late to secure the victory. For the Muller Crusaders, they're coached by Carl Kramer. They're 23-0, finished first in the GCL South with a 6-0 record. They're 2-0 in the postseason, having beaten Middletown and Talawanda. I mean, 23-0. Is there anything that you see on the Muller Crusaders that the Coleraine Cardinals can exploit to try to pull away today?
Honestly, I don't. Muller has shown that they have talent in every aspect of the game. They have shown really very little weakness all year long. Only one team's come within 10 points of them. They have multiple guys that can do multiple things. So if a guy's off tonight, somebody else can fill in very quickly for him. I don't think the Coleraine's got the firepower to take Muller tonight. I think it'll be more competitive than the past two games, but I would expect that Muller's going to be able to pull away in this and win this one with some ease.
Coleraine's the 20 seed. Muller's the 1 seed. The winner of tonight's sectional finals will play on March the 9th at the University of Dayton against the winner of the number 9 seeded Turpin versus the number 12th seeded Winton Woods. That game's at Lakota West tomorrow. And you're listening to ESP Media. It's Muller Basketball, powered by Sidearm Sports, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back. Welcome back to Muller Crusaders basketball here on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. Alongside Mike Jones, I'm Zachary Nienaber, and it's now time for the starting lineups for this evening's basketball game. For the Muller Crusaders, we have our forwards. We got Michael Shipp with 4.6 points per to go along with 2.1 rebounds and 1.8 assists. Also at forward, we have Alec Freem, who averages 15 points per game to go along with 6.3 rebounds and 3.4 assists per game. We got Miles McBride, so many stats to look at, 14.1 points, 5.8 rebounds, 4.1 assists. He's at guard. Then we got Max Land at forward, averaging 8 points, 2.7 rebounds, and 0.7 assists per game. And finally, we got the sophomore center, Logan Zunkum, who averages 7.7 points per game, to go along with 4.1 rebounds and 1.1 blocks. Now for the Coleraine Cardinals, we have at guard Jordan Hatter, who averages 8.9 points, 1.9 assists, and 1.1 steals. Rodney Wiley, 19.2 points per game, 2.3 rebounds, and 2.1 assists. We got Jalen Wright at guard, 6.3 points per game, 3.4 rebounds, and 0.9 steals. We got the sophomore starting in place of Sincere Jones, who is ineligible today, and he's going for his averages at 2.2 points, 1.1 rebounds, and 0.7 assists. And then finally, we got the big man, Eric Phillips, at forward, 6'5", 4.8 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, and 0.6 steals. And Mike, is there anything that stands out to you with those lineups tonight?
Nothing in particular. I think that Coleraine has started four of those five guys very consistently, and that's going to get them there. I think they're going to show us a lot of speed. The big man in the middle, Phillips, he takes up a lot of space, but he's not as athletic as certainly that Alec Williams would be if he comes in to place Duncombe at some point. Duncombe's going to have 4 inches on him. So that'd be an interesting matchup, regardless of which player Moeller puts down against Phillips. But you know, there Gaither will come off the bench for Colerain. He'll heat it up a little bit. Wiley is a quick, very quick player, and we're just going to have to see what they can do to fill in for Sincere Jones. That's a big hole in their lineup for tonight.
Well, we're going to take a break and be right back for the opening tip-off. You're listening to Moeller Crusaders Basketball on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
We're back at Skyline to see what it is that makes people feel so good.
So what's brought you to Skyline today?
Oh, the Coneys, it looks like.
Obviously the Coneys. Yeah. I love Coneys.
You feel like you know everyone when you walk in the door.
This is a place friendships were made, great food, great service, great people.
Anytime you ask the kids, where do you guys want to eat at Skyline?
It's delicious. The cheese get melts in your mouth.
Anytime that I don't have to cook, that's always a good thing.
You never have a bad meal at Skyline, ever.
Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Enjoying tonight's broadcast but missed the first 30 minutes? No need to worry. Appointment listening for all ESP Media broadcasts can be found at soundcloud.com/ESP Media or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search for ESP Media. Appointment listening by ESP Media since 2010.
The newest urban sports bar is in Covington, Kentucky, just a block and a bridge from the banks in the historic Roebling Point District. Smoke Justice is a one-of-a-kind sports bar. Named after the opening day pitcher for the Covington Blue Sox in 1913, Smoke Justice offers smoked meats, specialty whiskey, a great craft beer selection, live music on the weekends, an adult arcade, and all the sports you can handle. Join us beginning November 1st for a week of celebration in Covington. That's Smoke Justice, 302 Court Street.
Craftsman Electric's been owned and operated by Charlie and Kay Fisher for over 30 years now. No matter what type of electric work you need, Craftsman Electric can handle it. Find out for yourself why 70% of their customers are repeat customers. 70%. Or check them out on Angie's List, where they've received the Super Service Award every year since 2007. Craftsman Electric. Dependable, affordable, honest. Call Jessica to schedule service at 513-891-4426 or visit craftsmanelectric.com. Quality craftsmanship. It's right there in the name.
Welcome back to Moeller Crusaders Basketball on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. It's Mike Jones and Zachary Nienaber. And we are just about set for the 2019 OHSAA Division I sectional finals between the Colerain Cardinals and the Moeller Crusaders. Colerain has the red tops and red bottoms, and the Moeller Crusaders are out in their white tops with white shorts and gold numbers. And, Mike, this should be hopefully an exciting game of basketball.
I think it'll be exciting going up and down the court here at the beginning. You know, Colerain's got a lot of pride, good football program, high-profile school. They're going to want to show their best right off the bat. Moeller's just got to answer that bell and then try to pull away as we move on.
It'll be Dunkham jumping for Moeller, and he's able to tip it back to the backcourt for Michael Shipp. And the Moeller Crusaders work the ball from right to left from our vantage point. Here's sideline. Now Dunkham has it outside the arc. It's back up top to Shipp. Now over to the right wing for Miles McBride. Freem has the basketball up top. Over to McBride in the corner on the right side. And he is being guarded by Hatter. And now the ball's out of bounds. And the basketball will remain in the possession of the Moeller Crusaders.
Colerain starts off in their man-to-man, trying to keep Moeller on the outside. They can do damage on inside if they get in there.
We have Freem inbounding the basketball. Now Shipp has it over at the left wing, gives it to Dunkham at the left elbow. Now to the short corner, Freem drives inside, gets off a right-handed shot, which touches rim and falls home. And the Moeller Crusaders strike first to lead 2-0. Now here's Hatter over at the right point for the Colerain Cardinals. He is marked by Alec Freem. He dribbles over to the left side of the floor.
Moeller starting off in a bit of a 2-3 here. Now they're switching back into the man, or trailing guys through the lane.
The Colerain Cardinals working the basketball around. Wiley takes a long three, and it's off the back of the rim. And Land brings down the Crusaders' rebound. Here comes Shipp to the front court for the Crusaders. He gives it to Duncan, who dribbles inside the lane. Now hands it over to Shipp, who does a baseline drive. A right-handed shot doesn't go, but the offensive rebound is hauled in by Logan Duncan, and the putback's good. 4-0 Moeller leads. Now on the other side of the floor, Hatter takes a three. That goes off the front of the rim, but the offensive rebound is hauled down by Brandon Sinclair. And now driving to the rack is Rodney Wiley. His right-handed layup doesn't go. And here comes Miles McBride going the other way. He gives it to Duncan down the low block on the right side, and he will draw the foul.
Phillips did a real nice job setting up in the lane there. He was set very early. Duncan really didn't get a good look at him. Pass let him right in for the offensive foul.
Right, beg your pardon. Yeah, like you said, actually an offensive foul called there. So it's the Coleraine Cardinals ball. Hatter gets off the inbounds play. Miles McBride will guard Hatter. And Hatter's able to cross center court. It's a 4-0 Moeller Crusaders lead. Wiley has it to the right corner, now out to the right point for Phillips, who drives inside for the right-handed layup, but he travels first, so that is a turnover. So Miles McBride brings the basketball up the floor for Moeller. Over to Freen, now over to the left side of the floor for Max Land, who drives inside, and he will kick it over to Michael Shipp. Now a cross-court pass, McBride on the right wing, dribbles into the arc and pulls up and rattles down a mid-range jump shot.
Number 11, Miles McBride.
On the other side of the floor, Coleraine puts up a three, and it's drained. Brandon Sinclair, the sophomore guard.
Coaches will be very upset. Moeller really didn't get back on defense there on the after the basket. That's something they don't like to do.
McBride misses on a three from the top of the key that went off the backside of the iron. Sinclair brings in the rebound, but McBride with the steal, and he drives to the rack. And a count it and the foul.
That's what Miles McBride's done every game so far. It's unbelievable. Hit that next speed. You don't see him coming. All of a sudden, there he is to get the steal and a layup, get the foul too.
Miles McBride at the charity stripe. It's an 8-3 ball game. 5:18 left to go in quarter number one. In the 2019 OHSAA Division I sectional finals between Coleraine and Moeller. And it looks like we have Phillips looking to clock in for the Coleraine Cardinals. As McBride's free throw is on its way and good. Now we have Alex Williams coming into the ballgame for Moeller. And Logan Duncombe will head to the sideline. The Crusaders lead by 6 points, 5:18 to go in quarter number one. As Fitzgerald was able to get off the inbounds. So here comes Hatter across center stripe, picked up by Miles McBride. Now Hatter over to the right corner, dribbling around the perimeter. And an errant pass that rolls towards the center court, but it's able to be tracked down by Rodney Wiley, who now pulls up for the triple, and it goes off the backside of the iron, and the rebound goes into the hands of Alex Williams, trying to hurry up, and he airmails the pass down to the other side of the floor. He's trying to hit up Max Land. So that's a Moeller Crusader turnover here with 4:49 to go in the quarter, 9-3. Moeller leads by six.
That's one of those aggressive turnovers, though. They're trying to get something done. Just a little high for Max to pull down.
Hatter brings the basketball up the floor for the Coleraine Cardinals. He's guarded by Land. And then he will hand it over to the arms of Rodney Wiley, who averages almost 20 points per game. Now Hatter dribbles up top over to Wiley at the right corner. Back to the top of the key for Hatter, who throws it to Fitzgerald, the 6'3". Junior forward. Hatter dribbles inside the arc, kicks it over to Fitzgerald. A long three off the front side of the iron, no good. And the rebound goes to Michael Shipp for the Moeller Crusaders. Shipp drives to the front court, gives it to McBride, who does a nifty no-look pass down to the low block on the right side for Alex Williams, who goes up. And it looks like he draws the foul.
That was a great pass from McBride, almost a no-look from about 20 feet away right into Williams, who wasn't able to convert but did get fouled.
Number 24, Alex Williams at the line, shooting two.
So Williams at the line, his first free throw attempt is good, and the Moeller Crusaders are in double figures here at the 4:04 mark in quarter number one, leading 10-3.
I got the matchup I thought was going to be interesting tonight with Phillips coming back into the game for Cole Rain with Williams. Williams is an outside player on a lot of occasions, and I'm not sure that Phillips is going to want to go out and pick him up. But Williams is a scoring threat from anywhere outside the three all the way down to the block. Going to be an interesting matchup.
Williams went 2-2 from the charity stripe. Fitzgerald trying to get off the inbounds play. A high lob finds Hatter in the backcourt, trying to escape the double team. And he's able to find Rodney Wiley, who now sprints across center court. Scores 11-3, under 4 minutes here in the first quarter. More Crusaders have the lead. Baseline drive, left side by Hatter. He's trapped, and he is to throw it over to Ja'Cory Patterson, a Southern Illinois football commit. Now Fitzgerald loses the ball at the top of the key. It's plucked away. That's Will McCracken, and now on the other side from the Moeller Crusaders, Miles McBride gets another double to go. It's 13-3. The Moeller Crusaders lead by 10. And we have a timeout called, a 60-second one. And so what are your thoughts so far about how this game has been going? Moeller already with a 10-point lead.
Well, that's what Moeller does, too. You know, they kind of sneak around a little bit, and, you know, a 4-point lead is, you know, turned into something much bigger. Now it's a 10-point lead already. I don't think Cole Rain's got an answer for any of that. They're not shooting ball particularly well at this point. Moeller's controlling the defensive boards. The only mistakes Moeller have made so far have been aggressive mistakes, trying to push the ball up the floor, and it's, you know, they've had a couple of bad passes. But this is just the business-like method that Moeller uses. They'll use a lot of different people. They've got guys that are really looking to score at this point, passing up shots. One of the things I've always been impressed with Moeller this year is they always seem to go with the theory of one more, which is terminology for one more pass. Get a guy that's just a little more open than the guy with the ball. And they do it so well. They'll look underneath. Guys got to be ready for passes because they'll dump them down low. When you think a guy's going to take a jump shot, they'll dump it down to you on the block. So just a lot of weapons.
I know you and I were talking about before the game, like you said, trying to find that extra pass. And sometimes Alex Frame won't even put up too many points in the game, or he can, but he's just unselfish and trying to find other people the open look.
And talking to Coach Kramer at the beginning of the year, that's the first word he used in describing this team was unselfish.
It'll be the Corian Cardinals basketball as Patterson looks to inbounds, and he is able to find Rodney Wiley in the backcourt. Scores 13-3, 3:24 left to go in quarter number one. The Moeller Crusaders have a 10-point lead. Hatter has the ball at the right wing. He is guarded by McCracken over to the left wing for Wright. Now to the right point for Hatter, who tries to drive past Williams and goes onto the ground and is able to dump it over to Phillips, who makes a nice post move but can't convert going to the back of the glass. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Phillips dives for it. And now diving on top of him is a player on the Crusaders, and we have a jump ball. That was Will McCracken, I believe, who dove along with Phillips, or actually, I think that's Michael Curran, who is getting his hands in there to draw the jump ball.
Curran and McCracken, they're the almost dirty work kind of guys. They're on the floor all the time. That's how they earn their playing time. That was one of those jump balls you're afraid somebody's going to get rolled over on.
Right inbounds from the near sideline. He tries to find Patterson. Now Wiley has it in the right corner. Baseline drive right side. He loses the ball. It scoots up by Alex Williams, who presses up ahead. He tries to go coast to coast. His layup doesn't go, but Curran's able to scoop the ball back up into his hands over the right wing. Now underneath the basket, going for Williams. And his shot doesn't go, but he's able to pick up the foul here at the 2:38 mark. Scores 13-3.
That's a shot you'd like him to be able to take that contact and still make the shot. But it was a real slick pass by, I think, Curran threw it down one-handed about 20 feet away. That's what I said. They'll look for those guys down low, and they know to look for the ball.
Alex Williams makes his first time from this, or first free throw attempt from this trip to the line. 14-3 is the score. The second try is also good. So Williams now with 4 points for the Moeller Crusaders, and their lead's 15-3. Here comes Wiley all the way, pulls up from the left elbow and knocks down a double. McBride at the left point for the Moeller Crusaders, over to Curran at the right wing, down to McCracken in the right corner. Now a pass to her cutting, Alec Freem, who's able to go glass for two and the foul.
McBride found Freem from the other side of the court. They went to the short corner. Moeller did. Got it back out to McBride, who found Freem streaking to the basket from the left side for the basket. And he'll get a free throw as well.
And it bounces around. The rim doesn't go, but the offensive rebound's held in by McCracken. His putback doesn't go. Williams is a little tap out to McBride, and now Curran has it at the top of the key. Now Frame dribbles with the basketball up top. Over to the right wing for Curran. Now they cycle it around to the left side for McBride. Now Curran dribbles inside, kicks it over left wing. McBride for the three. Splash! Miles McBride! And it's 20-7. More leads. On the other side, Hatter puts up a three and duplicates with a triple. Curran has the left wing, McBride up top. Freem fires for three, he buries it!
Seven for Freem.
And now the
ten
pass
for McBride.
Did you see that? It looked like the ball went off the body of the official. And then I believe McBride picked it back up.
He did. I don't think anybody knew what to do with it. McBride picked it up and tried to go the with a fast break there to get the ball to Freem. It could have been an offensive foul, but they called a block on it.
Now Moore makes a couple subs. Duncombe and Land will enter. And Freem and Williams will exit. And Hatter exits and Sinclair enters for Corain. Curran works to inbounds from underneath the basket on the right side. He finds McBride, who launches the three and drains another. It's 26-10, a 16-point lead for Moore.
13 for McBride already here in the first quarter.
Wiley trying to go inside with the left hand. Tough little shot. Duncombe brings down the rebound right on top of the baseline. Luckily, he didn't step out of bounds. He gives it to McBride, who hurries up. Now over to the left corner for Land, dumps it inside for Duncombe, who gets an easy look for two underneath. So Duncombe now has 4 points. And here comes Wiley across the center stripe. He is picked up by Will McCracken. Wiley dribbles to the top of the key and pulls up a long three. He knocks it home. We've been seeing a lot of three-point field goals here of late.
Wiley will be the guy that will take it for the most part for Corain. He just let up, just took a step off of him at the wrong time, and he was able to fire it in with his left hand.
We have 20 seconds left in quarter number one. Miles McBride dribbles the basketball up top. And it looks like he's calling out for McCracken to make a move. Now he throws it, maybe to McCracken, maybe to Curran. And a little bit of a miscue, it looks like. And it's plucked away by Corain on the other side from the short corner. Wiley tried to put up a mid-range jumper, or a jump shot from the short corner, rather, and he wasn't able to knock it home. And the scoreboard says 28-13. I believe they said they were going to correct that. So 28-11 after one quarter of play. Good showing by the Moore Crusaders so far here today. And what were your thoughts from that first quarter, Mike?
Well, I expected, you know, I think we got what we expected. There was a little bit of running, and Moeller really didn't get into their offense a lot. They were able to go ahead and push the ball in and get easy baskets. Their passing has been outstanding tonight. The defense has been there. They've controlled the defensive boards completely. Haven't really given Corain much of a look. So it's, you know, I think it's what Moeller has done, what they intended to do, and it's worked out their favor so far.
And do you think this second quarter could be where we see some of the bench players being worked in?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, they'll go eight deep anyway for Moeller. Corain's already shown some time to put some of their guys in. But, I think we'll see a movement here to get some, you know, guys 6 through 8 here. I don't know that we'll see many more than that. Maybe after halftime they'll probably start to put some more people in.
So both teams have come back out onto the floor. The scoreboard's now 28-11, they show. Four fouls for Corain, one foul for Moore. It'll be Curran who inbounds the basketball on Moeller's front court from the near sideline. He gives it to Miles McBride. Land now at the left wing. Over to Ship in the corner. Now Land back up top. Curran at the right wing, back to the top of the key for Land. Now McBride fires for three, a little bit too hard off the backside of the iron. And fighting for the basketball, Miles McBride gets the offensive rebound for Moeller and is able to knock a deuce off the glass, 30-11, 30 seconds into quarter number two.
15 for McBride now.
So Wiley to the top of the key for the Corain Cardinals over the right side of the floor for Sinclair. Works it down to the low block for Phillips. Now up top for Wright. Sinclair puts up a three, and he drains it. And it looks like we have a foul as well.
Three-pointer by number 21, Brandon Sinclair, is good.
I think they got Michael Shipp on a push-off on the underneath the basket when they were jockeying for position for a rebound.
Foul is on number 34, Logan Duncombe.
Make that 34, Logan Duncombe.
So those were Sinclair's first 3 points in the basketball game. Or first, he now has six, I beg your pardon. But those are his first 6 points since he scored five back on January the 25th.
He brings a nice dimension. He's got a real smooth three-point shot. Something that Moore may not have been prepared for.
Hatter has the ball top of the key, being guarded by Land. Over to the right side for Wright. Now back up top for Emmanuel Gaither. Hatter dribbling around, almost lost the ball to Duncombe, and now he loses the ball to Alec Freem. Sends it up ahead for McBride, who tries to go for the right-handed layup, and now the slam. Duncombe's able to drop one home.
Pretty nice when you got a 6'8 guy following the play and able to stuff it back in after a ball hangs on the rim on the layup.
32-14, 6.5 to go in the first half. Hatter dribbles the basketball around over the right. Hatter, a long three off the front of the iron. Wright gets the offensive rebound, but then loses it. And somehow he's able to scoop it over to Jakari Patterson. And now Gaither gives it to Phillips. A long two, maybe not one of his strengths, as it missed badly to the right. Now McBride to the front court for the Crusaders. A wide open three. It misses off the fingertips of Alec Freem.
Logan Duncombe's real strong on that rebound, but I think he should have gone up with it right away. He came down with it and kind of lost the handle, wasn't able to go back up and get it.
And Jakari Patterson has called for his second foul here at the 6:01 mark in quarter number two. 32-14 is the score. Sinclair comes back into the basketball game for the Coleraine Cardinals, and Jordan Hatter will head to the sidelines. The inbounds play has gotten off to Logan Duncombe, who tried to go right up to the rack straight away but wasn't able to do so. And that'll be Corain's ball.
That was a great pass inside. Moeller will do that when the defensive player's not looking. They'll whiz one right by his ear. Thought he got fouled on going up on that play, but didn't get the call.
And was Moeller calling for a timeout there? I'm not sure, but Corain's able to get it in. They find Rodney Wiley, who drives a no-look pass to Phillips down at the right block, down low. And his shot does not go. But we have a foul called here at the 5:46 mark.
Things are getting a little physical at this point. The referees have let a fair amount go, but I think they're discovering that they can't continue to do that. So I think it's going to get a little tighter here with the fouls as we move through the first half.
Yeah, the fouls have been picking up here lately as Phillips has called for his first foul. So I actually have Alec Freem going to the free throw line here with 5:46 to go in quarter number two. 32-14 is the score. And he drains the attempt. And now Curran and Shipp will come back into the basketball game for the Moeller Crusaders. Alec Freem's second try is up and good. He has 9 points. Rodney Wiley from the backcourt to the front court, picked up by Max Land. Wiley over to the left point. Now guarded by Curran. Wiley driving a tough little left-handed shot off the glass. And it's 34-16 with 5.5 to go in the half. Land has the basketball at the left wing for the Moeller Crusaders. Now to the right wing. Shipp launches and rattles down the triple.
Number four, Michael Shipp.
Listen, just a huge dimension for Moeller. If Shipp gets hot from three, that's his place.
Now Corain puts up a long one on the other side. It doesn't go. Freem with the rebound for the Crusaders. Land on the other side, drives to the rim. Counted in one. He gets two, and now they're going to the line for the three-point play.
Good.
McBride was well, or Land was well guarded there. He just made one of those European jump stops against Phillips. Took the ball to the hoop, got it to roll in. It's a really strong move.
Patterson picks up his third foul. The Cardinals send in Hatter. The Crusaders send in Williams in the place of Patterson and Duncan, respectively. 39-16, 4:55 to go in quarter number two. And Land finishes off the three-point play. Wiley brings the ball up the floor for the Cardinals. A three from the left corner is put up and drained. Brandon Sinclair.
He's hot. He's feeling it.
Cardinals almost got a steal trying to take it away from Shipp in the backcourt, but Shipp's able to finally press up ahead. In the short corner on the left side for Curran, he loses the basketball. Wright driving one-on-one and able to get back and foul him is Michael Shipp.
Shipp tried to go for the ball when it was still on the ground, but they did call him in the act of shooting, so Wright will get two opportunities here from the free throw line.
Jalen Wright at the line, shooting two.
So we have Jalen Wright at the charity stripe for two. 40-19. A 21-point lead for the Moore Crusaders with 4:25 to go in the half. And Wright makes the attempt. Now the Moore Crusaders put McBride back into the ball game. And Chip will head to the sidelines.
Sinclair for Cole Rain is showing some real nice poise for being the only sophomore on the squad with 13, surrounded by 13 seniors.
And Wright goes 2-2 from the line, sinking a second try. He now has 2 points. McBride in the backcourt against the double team, able to send it up ahead for Freem. And now Williams into the low block, kicks it out to Land in the right corner. Baseline drive, right side, he gets the left-handed layup to go.
That was a strong move by Land. He was in the traffic and got bumped pretty good.
Sinclair fading away. His shot doesn't go. And Curran brings down the rebound for the Moore Crusaders. 42-21, 3:53 left to go in the half. Miles McBride has it over at the right point. He's guarded by Wiley. Over to Freem inside. A tough little right-handed floater. Undershot off the front side of the rim. And Wiley brings down the Corain rebound. I had a nifty grab there. My paper just blew away. I caught it with one hand. Over the left corner for the Corain Cardinals. That's Sinclair. Now he throws it back up top for Rodney Wiley, who is guarded by Freem. Wiley at the right point. Still dribbling the basketball, working some clock. Now a bounce pass over to the left corner. A tough three. Wow. Drained again. Brandon Sinclair with the hot hand. 42-24. Williams rejected. A big swat by Wright. Now a jump shot from the high post by Freem doesn't go. He gets his own offensive rebound, drives back in. And now we have a pushing foul called on the floor.
Freem got his own rebound, was almost reluctant to go in. But he did able to finish that play.
Jones, his first, team's ninth. Number 23, Will McCracken in for
Moore. So that foul is on Jones here at the 2:55 mark. 42-24.
Number 23.
So that puts Freem back at the free throw line.
Also in. Alec Freem at the line.
Moeller was on fire here early on. They missed a couple of shots they probably should put in.
Freem makes his first attempt, and it looks like we got a couple guys into the game who don't normally get in for Corain. Adama Fall, Shannon Murray.
His second is good.
And
as
Freem
well.
Makes both attempts, draining his second try. And we now have a timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout here with 2:55 left to go in the first half, 44-24. So do you think this is the time we start to see those guys who might be getting in for the last time this season for the Cardinals and guys who don't normally play for the Crusaders?
Potentially. I think this has been pretty heated up. I think some guys are going to get a little tired. I think they're used to having Sincere Jones out there to take up some of that time and some of the pressure. So they may be a little thinner than they'd like to be, so they may hold off on some of those guys until later. But there, a few of them have gotten in where well, you're down 20 right now, so maybe just giving some guys a blow that they're going to need in the second half.
And for Colerain, they've put up 24 points. I mean, that's more than Talawanda put up in their 58-17 loss. Although, do you think that might be because those teams held the ball a little bit more?
They did. I mean, I think the thing that's surprising me is Sinclair with the four threes. You know, that's not something Moeller's defense want to give him enough space. Three of them have been really pretty much uncontested. The last one was contested, and he still buried it. So he's got half of their points on four shots.
Even with 12 points for Sinclair, it's still a 20-point Crusader lead. We have 2:40 left to go in this half. Wiley has it up top, sends it over to Hatter, left side of the floor. And now being trapped up along the far sideline is James Fitzgerald. And it looks like the ball goes out of bounds. As we have Duncombe comes back into the ball game for the Crusaders. Sinclair back in for the Cardinals. Went out of bounds by the Crusaders. Sinclair looks to inbounds from the far sideline, and he better hurry up. Finally able to find Wiley over the short corner on the left side. Now at the right wing, he's able to find Wright. Now Hatter has it outside the arc, dribbles over the left side of the floor. Guarded loosely by Miles McBride. Hatter almost able to shake off McBride. Now he tries to give it to one of his teammates, Wiley, and then set a screen, but it didn't work out too well as McBride was able to stick on Wiley. Now Sinclair dribbles outside the arc up top. He hands it over to Hatter. We have 2 minutes left to go. Baseline drive, right side. Wiley able to send it to the left corner for Sinclair. Now Wright at the left wing drives inside, creates some space, and has a soft touch inside, putting up a short jump shot. Touched the rim once, rolled around, fell through on the other side. Land tries to go up from the left side. His shot gets lodged up in the iron a little bit, fell down, and now we have play stopped as it looks like there might be a foul called against number 22. So called on Jones. And that sends Logan Duncombe to the line. And Duncombe makes his first attempt. It's 45-26, 1:40 left to go in the half.
Moeller's been pretty quick with their change up on lineups here. They've been pretty fluid with their top eight guys.
Duncombe makes his second attempt as McCracken exits. Curran will enter for the Moeller Crusaders. And Wiley throws it over to Hatter, who almost steps across the center stripe. Now he throws it over to Wiley, who steps across the timeline. Hatter dribbles over to the right point, penetrates the arc. Over to Wiley, a triple from the left wing. He knocks it home.
Wiley
has 10 points. McBride on the other side, over to Land, right corner for the three. A little bit too hard off the backside of the iron. Sinclair brings down the Cardinals' rebound. Pulls up for a long two, and that's an air ball. Missed badly to the left of the rim, went out of bounds. And that might have been last touched by Land on the Crusaders, and it looks to be the Cardinals' ball.
Sinclair got a little greedy there. He traveled on the way down, which they let him go, and he came down to try to put up a long shot and threw up an air ball. He's looking, was a little confident there.
Wiley, a high inbounds pass up top to Hatter, who's guarded by Curran. Now over to Sinclair, the right wing. Hatter back to the top of the key. Wiley now at the left wing, a long three off the front of the iron. Land jumps up and taps the basketball back to Hatter. Now Wiley dribbling inside the lane. His left-handed shot doesn't go. And now we have a foul coming down after Moeller holding the rebound.
Well, I got to say that Colerain has really picked up their shooting percentage. They found some really good spots to shoot from, and they're knocking down some shots. Moeller's gone a little bit, I won't say cold, but they're a little cooled off anyway from what they were doing early in the first quarter.
And Jones picks up his third foul. That sends Duncombe to the line again. Duncombe with 8 points. His free throw missed, went high off the backside of the iron, no good. Now, Carl Kramer sends Schitt back into the ball game in place of Curran. Here we have Emmanuel Gaither entering for the Colerain Cardinals in place of Eric Phillips, or I beg your pardon, that's Jones. who heads to the sideline for the Corain Cardinals. And Duncombe goes 1-2 from the stripe, makes the second free throw attempt, scores 47-29, 40 seconds to go in the half.
Muller's in a 1-3-1 full court press, trying to find that place to trap. They're back to their original five starters as well on the floor.
Riley has it at the right point. Now trying to drive inside the arc. He kicks it over to Gaither. Now it's taken away. Here comes McBride. Throws it down for the right-handed slam. 49-29. Moore's leads back to 20 on the other side. Sinclair pulls up from inside the lane. It's no good. Went in and out. On the other side, Tonko, a nice left-handed layup, and he's fouled.
That was a great catch by Duncan, and he goes up with his left hand for the layup. He was running the floor, going down the middle of the lane, really had to look over his shoulder for the ball on a great pass from Max Land. So he converts the basket and gets to go to the free throw line. That shows you your big man's going to run the floor. He's going to get rewarded for it.
And Logan Duncan breaks into double figures. He has 11 points, looking to make it 12 to finish off the three-point play, and he sinks the free throw. 52-29, 4-point 2 seconds left to go. Hatter sends it up ahead to Wiley, who chucks it, and he almost made it, but I don't know if it would have counted either way off the front of the iron. So 52-29, we've played two quarters of basketball here in the 2019 OHSAA Division I sectional finals, and Corain's putting up some points.
Yeah, their shooting percentage has improved dramatically. And, you know, that's what's going to keep them in the game. It's still going to be tough because I don't think they're going to get as many good looks as they normally would in their game. Moeller's going to be pretty tough on defense.
And we'll take a break and be back shortly. You are listening to Moeller Basketball on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Ted's Pawn Shop, home of the Tri-State's largest full-line pawn shop. At Ted's Pond, 2026 Delaware Avenue in Norwood, Ohio, we offer collateral loans on almost anything of value. We also have one of the area's largest selections of pre-owned merchandise to choose from at bargain prices. Diamonds, jewelry, coins, firearms, musical instruments, and tools. Reach us today at 513-631-2112. Enjoying tonight's broadcast but missed the first 30 minutes? No need to worry. Appointment listening for all ESP Media broadcasts can be found at soundcloud.com/ESP Media or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search for ESP Media. Appointment listening by ESP Media since 2010.
We're back here inside the Fairfield High School Gymnasium, and you're listening to more Crusaders basketball on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. Now I have Jai joining us to talk a little bit about that first half. And my first question is, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did, Zachary. Welcome to Mower Basketball. Jai, yes,
yeah,
you got it.
Happy to be here. So that first half, we saw the Corain Cardinals put up a lot more points than we've seen from some of these other teams in the postseason, Middletown and Talawanda. Now, we were talking about on the broadcast, Mike and I were, that Corain isn't really running down much of the clock. Do you think that point total that Corain's been able to put up just been because they've been playing at a little bit of a faster pace?
Yeah, exactly. Most teams try to slow the game down a little bit on us, but it's really in Corain's DNA to get out and run, and they were going to do what they're going to do. And when they do that, it just leaves the floor open for us. Now, I don't know how many threes they made. They made probably six threes. So they're going to shoot them, and we're going to keep doing what we do, which is contest their shots and then rebound the misses, and we're going to get out and go. 52 points, obviously. We're not afraid to go if we had the chance.
And a lot of those threes, as you were mentioning, came from Brandon Sinclair, who coming in, averaged just 2.2 points per game. Hadn't scored, actually, since January the 25th.
He was really, he wasn't even on their roster. We had to hunt to find him. He's a sophomore, I believe, so he really isn't, you know, in their guys. but he obviously can shoot it. And we'll go in at halftime and make sure that we know that he's a shooter. And but we're going to let them shoot threes. We're going to pack it in. Our game plan was to keep them out of the lane, keep them from driving. And if they make, six more threes second half, that's fine.
And for Moore, do you think this the second half will be the time when we see a lot of the faces that might not have been in the ball game getting some action?
Well, as long as Colerain plays at this pace, they're going pretty hard. I expect to see our starters the third quarter, and we'll see how the game's going. But I expect we'll see our backup guys in the fourth quarter.
So when you're looking at the Colerain Cardinals, as we were talking about Brandon Sinclair, do you think he was probably just on the JV team maybe?
We don't even know. We look at the stats before the game and we look at their records and their statistics, and he obviously is somebody that hasn't played much for them or scored much for them, but he must have been a JV player. But like I said, he can obviously – well, he can shoot it tonight, and we don't know how good a shooter he is all the time. He's obviously a pretty good shooter tonight.
I know. I mean, we were looking at how Sincere Jones is ineligible tonight, and we were thinking, well, this might be an easier game, but it looks like Sinclair is just picked up right where Jones left off.
Right. I said, we show up, we look at their book, and one of their starters is not even dressed. So we heard he was ineligible, but I don't even know what that means. But, we just take the floor and play our game, and like I said, that was a really good first half for us, obviously. If they're going to play fast, we're going to play fast, get out and run. And I mean, our guys are really good in the open floor, Miles and Alex and Max and Logan Duncombe. Boy, he's just getting better and better every game. He's such a force on the boards, offensive rebounder. He's just a dynamo.
All right, so I think we're going to wrap this up and head to our commercial break, but thanks so much for talking to us during halftime, and good luck.
Yep, hopefully we'll finish this game out, and then hopefully we'll see you guys next Saturday up at UD Arena. Thanks
a lot. Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Moeller Crusaders Basketball on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. We will be right back for the second half of action.
Creating beautiful smiles every day, that is what we do at Casanelli Shanker and Baker Orthodontics. These board-certified orthodontists treat both children and adults and use traditional braces, clear ceramic brackets, and Invisalign to meet their individual patient needs. With offices conveniently located in Westchester and Blue Ash, they provide flexible payment options, convenient hours, and high-quality care. For a free new patient exam, contact Casanelli Shanker and Baker Orthodontics at 513-777-7060.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Getting answers, finding solutions. Local 12 News investigates.
As soon as we called you, everything happened very quickly.
Not afraid to ask the tough questions. Taking action, getting the truth. Local 12 News investigates.
Now that FedEx has helped us simplify our e-commerce, we can focus on bigger issues like our passive-aggressive environment.
We're not passive-aggressive.
We're not passive-aggressive.
Hey. There are no bad suggestions here, no matter how lame they are.
Well said, Anne. I've always admired how you just say what's in your head without thinking. Very brave.
Good point, Ted. You're living proof that looks aren't everything.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So, FedEx helps simplify our e-commerce business, and this is not a passive-aggressive environment.
I just want to say you guys are doing a great job.
What's that supposed to mean?
FedEx, helping small business simplify e-commerce.
We are rocking here inside Fairfield High School's gymnasium, where it's a 52-29 point lead for the Moeller Crusaders. And you're listening to Moeller Crusaders basketball on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. He's Mike Jones and Zachary Neighbor. And Mike, what were your thoughts? We heard Jais. What did you think about that first half?
Well, I thought it was interesting. Moeller did pretty much what they wanted. They were able to speed it up. A lot of teams won't run that pace with them. I think that's part of the reason Cole Rains got 29 points is that they've had an awful lot of opportunities. Moeller's scoring very, very quickly. It's not a typical GCL type of game where they'll work the ball a lot longer. They've scored so fast, it's just given Colerain a lot more opportunities to score. The surprise to me is the sophomore Sinclair from Colerain with four threes to this point. You know, even with Jai, you know, we don't know who this guy is. We didn't expect anything from him. And, boy, talk about a kid that stepped up, didn't get much time. They've only got four guys that have done the scoring so far. Hatter's got three, Wiley's got 10, Wright has four, and Sinclair's got 12 on four threes. Moeller's already got three guys in double figures. Ship hit one three for his 3 points. Freem's got 11, McBride 17. Land scored all five of his in the second quarter. Williams scored all four of his in the first quarter. And Duncan's up to 12. He's been very, very active, more so than I've seen in games before. So, you know, I think Moeller's doing exactly what they want to do. They're spreading the ball around, playing good defense. I think Colerain's got to feel the pressure. I don't think they expect that much, but you know, you take away, well, you can't take away, but if you did, the surprise a bit of Sinclair hitting those four threes, you know, their numbers are down a little bit.
And that one dunk by Miles McBride, that was something. Does he do that all the time?
He does. He doesn't look like he's going to be able to. He just, again, both running-wise and athletically jumping, he'll get his more than a share of rebounds. He just seems to keep going. So I looked at the way you did. He's going down the lane with a guy on him. He's just going to lay it in, and he threw it down.
Well, yeah, West Virginia's getting one heck of a player.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are.
GCL Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. And the second half of action is underway. It's Wiley as the Cardinals now work from right to left from our vantage point along the sideline. Hatter has the basketball up top for the Colerain Cardinals. Drives inside the lane, dumps it over to Rodney Wiley. Guarded loosely by Miles McBride. 52-29. Sinclair, a sophomore scintillation, looks to be a focal point here, and he takes a shot from underneath the basket, low block on the right side, which doesn't go. And Ship gets the Moeller rebound on the other side. Duncombe tries to go up on his man, Phillips, but his shot doesn't go.
Great movement on the ball coming down by Moeller. They just couldn't convert. Duncombe really had an opportunity there. Took that one extra step and just didn't get his body up high enough to get over the defender.
Sinclair has the basketball right side of the floor. Hands it off to Wiley and sends it down to the low corner for Wright. Wright is guarded by Ship. 52-29, just under 7 to go in quarter number 3 from Fairfield High School in the 2019 OHSAA Division I sectional finals. Wiley dribbles inside, now to the left point for Hatter. Now over to the right point for Wiley. Wiley's guarded by Duncombe, gets it over to Phillips at the right point. Now down to the short corner on the left side for Sinclair. Dribbles to the left corner, and now back up top for Hatter. Over to the right corner for Wiley. Colerain just looking to get off the perfect shot.
Moeller's defense can be very smothering. They know when to double. They know when to get a passing lanes. They're tough to beat.
On the right corner, Hatter with the basketball. Wiley up top. Sinclair left wing thought about the three. But good defense by Michael Ship. Now at the high post for Eric Phillips. And Colerain still working around. Do you think Colerain decided to try to work some clock? As Wiley pulls up and knocks down a three-point field goal from the top of the key. McBride on the other side, drives inside, kicks it out to the right corner. A three-point field goal by Ship is no good. Off the back side of the rim. And it'll be the Colerain Cardinals basketball here at the 5:41 mark, 52-32.
That's the dilemma for Colerain. You know, they can take time off the clock and work for a really good shot, but when you're down 20, you can't spend a lot of time doing it.
Hatter, a little bit of trouble getting off the inbounds player from the backcourt. And now Wiley lost the ball, but then picks it back up. Gosh, what a great defensive player Miles McBride is, who was the man guarding Rodney Wiley on that attempt to bring it to the front court. Wiley does get it across the timeline. Hatter with the basketball now. Wiley at the left wing. Splash! Knocks home the triple.
You know, I think that's the way teams have to compete against Moeller, quite frankly, is they just have to shoot lights out.
Land's jumper from the short corner on the right side isn't good.
And now Hatter brings the ball to the front court for the Corrine Cardinals. 52-35, 5 minutes to go in quarter number three. Ball's at the right point for Eric Phillips, who dribble drives. A no-look kick out. The short corner shot by Wright is drained. What a play. Phillips to Wright for the double.
Little charge here by Cole Rain.
Miles McBride throws it over to the left wing for Ship. Now Land has the basketball outside the arc. Gives it inside. McBride drives to the rack. His layup doesn't go, and the foul's called in the scuffle for the basketball on the floor. I believe that was Freem who was fouled. And I believe that's Sinclair who's called for the foul.
Things are getting a little chippy underneath with Freem and Phillips deciding that they have a little bit of disagreement, a little body up, a little talking.
So Moore gets off the inbounds play. McBride has it at the right point, shoots it down low to Freem, who is fouled going up for the shot.
I think Freem felt like he had a little something to prove there.
And that foul was on Eric Phillips.
Yeah, these guys don't show, Moeller doesn't show a lot of emotion, but you know what? They're pretty tough guys. They don't back down. You can see them when they're bodying up, and they don't back down to anybody. They just don't show a lot of emotion while they're doing it.
Phillips now has three fouls. Freem misses the first free throw attempt. He has 11 points.
Moeller's gone nearly, well, he's gone the entire third quarter, which is nearly 4 minutes so far without scoring.
Freem's second try is good. 53-37, 4:25 to go in quarter number three. Hatter pulls up for three. He knocks it down. A 13-point lead for the Crusaders with 4:12 to go in quarter number three.
Well, we said, you know, it's got to be lights out shooting, and that's what Cole Rain's doing right now.
Alec Freem inside the lane loses the ball. Wright tried to save it, but it'll be the Crusaders basketball as it went out of bounds by the Cardinals. Freem will be inbounding the basketball from underneath the basketball, or underneath the basket on the left side. And now Patterson comes in to give Eric Phillips the rest on the bench. Freem looking to get off the inbounds play. He finds Duncan when contested inside the lane. Quickly going to guard him goes Patterson. McBride at the left point. Gives it to Freem, who pulls up inside the lane and knocks home the deuce. 55-40, 15-point lead for Moore. 3:40 left to go in the quarter.
They moved it down to 13-point deficit really quickly with some great shooting in the third quarter. But this is where Moore just kind of step on the gas here, get a couple of quick baskets, play tough on D. I think you'll see this lead increase before it decreases.
It'll be pretty tough for Corrine to keep it up. If they're able to, they might be able to remain in maybe a 15-point deficit. But, yeah, like you said, Moore looking to augment their lead about now. 3:13 to go. Miles McBride almost with a steal. But Wiley's able to find the basketball. Now Sinclair in the right corner throws it back up top for Hatter. Over to Wiley, back to Hatter. Back down low to the right corner for Sinclair. Ronnie of the left wing guarded by McBride. Thought about a three, now over to the right wing for Hatter. Now down low to the right corner for Sinclair. Rodney Wiley, guarded by McBride, sends it over to Hatter, who tries to dribble drive, guarded by Curran. Ball's on the ground, Patterson picks it up, top of the key for Hatter, over the right wing for Sinclair. Hatter, a long three, oh. He splashes it home! Wow!
They are filling it up from three tonight, that is for certain.
McBride has the basketball up top for the Loyola Crusaders. 55-43, 2:12 to go in the third quarter. McBride being guarded by Hatter and Wiley. And now Duncan inside, and he's hacked and fouled. That foul might be on Patterson, but it should send Duncan to the line for two.
He made a nice move to the short corner here. They got the bounce pass to him. He had to go up hard. Coleraine's not going to give away any easy baskets, I can say that. You know, when you're up, when you're down this much and trying to show that, you know, you belong here, they're gonna body you up on those opportunities.
It's a 12-point lead as Dunkerman misses his first free throw try. That foul is indeed on Patterson as Phillips comes back into the basketball game among a few others who enter back into the game. And Dunkerman's second attempt is good. He's got 13. Hatter crosses the center court stripe and enters the front court for the Coleraine Cardinals. 56-43. 13-point lead for the Moeller Crusaders. A buck 50 left to go in the quarter.
Moeller sitting in a 2-3 right now.
Hatter has the ball outside the arc, over to the right elbow for Phillips. Looking around, guarded by Williams. Trying to dribble drive down low. Eric Phillips! Able to go and take one on Alex Williams from the deuce from the low block on the right side.
That's Phillips' first bucket of the night. I think he's got something to prove.
And Alec Frame hits a jump shot in the lane. He's got 16, 58, 45, a minute 16 to go in the quarter. Sinclair at the right wing plays the basketball to the top of the key for Hatter. Hatter pulls up for three. Just a little bit off the mark, but offensive board hauled down by Sinclair for the Coleraine Cardinals. Gosh, Coleraine is just playing one unbelievable game.
Hey, they haven't missed much in this third quarter, that's for certain. They've tightened it up quite a bit. It's a 13-point lead.
And Coleraine is holding the basketball. About 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Wiley passes it over to Hatter. He now dribbles up top, drives down low. A beautiful pass on a cutting right, but he couldn't get the reverse layup.
Great backdoor move, just couldn't get it to go down on the reverse layup. Down to 20 seconds.
So the Moeller Crusaders might look to get the final shot here with 15 seconds to go in quarter number three, 58-45. The Crusaders lead. McBride dribbles the ball over to the left side of the floor, works off a screen set by Max Land. Freeman in the corner, puts up a three, doesn't go. McBride is able to get the rebound. And now we have a foul called.
Yeah, he went over the back on that. We got a little anxious on that with 4/10 of a second to go. This may be Moeller's least productive quarter of the year on offense.
And Wiley chucks one up there. And it was deflected, no fouls called on that heave, and quarter number three comes to a close. We will take a quick break here on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. It's Moeller Crusaders basketball, 58-45. We will be right back.
London Computer Systems is a seven-time top workplace thanks to their top Cincinnati workforce. For three decades, LCS has been a leading provider of critical business technologies, including their signature property management software, Rent Manager. Take the next step in your career and join this award-winning workforce. Visit www.lcs.com/careers today.
I knew I'd see you around.
We are back here on ESP Media. It's Moeller Crusaders basketball powered by Sidearm Sports. He's Mike Jones. I'm Zach Renee neighbor. And Mike, that's an exciting third quarter if you're rooting for the Coleraine Cardinals. But for the Crusaders, like you said, not a very productive quarter.
No, I think offensively that may be their worst product, you know, production for a quarter with only 6 points. I don't think they've been outscored by 10 points in a quarter all season long. So give credit to Coleraine on that. That was some very good offensive shooting, and Moeller just didn't have the same opportunity. They couldn't get the ball to go down. Still got the shots, just didn't go down. So they're going to have to right the ship here and push this out because, you know, they're better than a 13-point leader in this game.
So the final 8 minutes here in the 2019 OHSAA Division I sectional finals is about to be underway, and we are underway for quarter number four. Miles McBride has the basketball at the top of the key for the Moeller Crusaders. Over to Curran at the left wing, back up top for McBride. Right wing for
Alec Freem. Now they're working the current. The right wing gives it to McBride. Runs inside. Right-handed floater doesn't go. But the tip-in goes. And that tip-in was sent down by
Max Land.
Max Land.
He got up high on that one. Nice tip-in. McBride's just rolled off. But Land was there to clean it up.
So they're back to a 15-point lead for the Crusaders. 60-45, 7:23 to go in this basketball game. Wiley driving inside the lane, kicks it over to the left side of the floor outside the arc for Sinclair. Left point now for Hatter. Bounces it to the left wing for Rodney Wiley. Now Sinclair has it to the left corner, guarded by McBride. Now Hatter has it outside the arc, trying to drive inside, and he loses the ball. It goes out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. Moeller's basketball.
Well, Moeller's got to return to what they do best, is play defense. They got to keep the pressure on. Colerain is not in a hurry right now. They're really setting their offense up to try to get the best shot. That's fine, except you're down 15 with 6.5 to go.
Land has the ball outside the arc. Left wing gives it to Michael Curran. Down to the left corner for McBride. Sends it to the top of the key. Land drives inside. Pulls up from inside the lane for the jump shot. No good. And Eric Phillips brings down a Cardinals rebound. On the other side of the floor, Hatter goes inside the arc. Now pulls back around to the left point. To the corner, Sinclair thought about a three from the left corner. And then decided to pass it back up top to Rodney Wiley. 60-45, the three's on its way off the fingertips of Hatter, no good. And Williams jumps high into the air to snatch down a Crusader rebound.
That must have been from 28 feet.
Now in the short corner, left side for Land. Up to the left point for Miles McBride. Passes it to his left. A chest pass to Curran. Who gives it back to Miles McBride. Now McBride back to Curran, who drives inside, kicks it out. McBride left point for the three, and it misses. Fighting for the rebound. Phillips doing a nice job at the post, getting another Colerain rebound. Sinclair left wing, trying to set up for three. After taking a couple tough shots, do you think he's passing up some shots?
Well, he did there.
Now?
I think he thought a different defensive player was going to pick him up, and he packed off, and he really did have the shot there and didn't take it.
And Wiley knocks him a triple, 60-48.
It's 19 for Wiley.
McBride has it up top, a chest pass into the lane. Freem jumps into the air, turns around, shoots, goes in, bounces out. Land offensive rebound, and he's fouled on the putback.
Freem's upset with himself. That's an easy 12-footer for him. He won't miss many of those. Land with a really nice follow-up on that. Got fouled on his shot.
So we have Max Land at the charity stripe for the Moeller Crusaders. And he swishes his first attempt. He's got 6 points. 61-48 is the score. 5:08 left to go in quarter number four. And Lyon's second try on its way. And it hits the back of the iron and misses. Wright gets the rebound for the Cardinals. Wiley has it at the right point, guarded by Williams. Wiley sends it over to the right wing for Hatter, back to the top of the key for Rodney Wiley. Now he gives the basketball to Hatter with 4:45 left to go in the game. 61-48, and it looks like we have Ty Gilbert calling a timeout for the Colerain Cardinals. And indeed we do, a timeout here at the 4:42 mark, and we are going to keep it here. So do you think, have you liked what you've been seeing from Moeller more so this quarter than what you saw in the last quarter?
A little bit. You know, they're still getting some pretty good shots. They're missing some easy shots, and their free throw percentage is not where it normally is. Normally they shoot free throws at 70, almost 75%. I think their free throw percentage, although we don't have the numbers here, are not quite as high as they normally would be. They're getting some good shots. You know, I think you just got to give Colerain a lot of credit here. They have taken some deep threes, and they just are hitting a really high percentage over the course of the season. They only hit 33% of their threes, but I got to think that number tonight is it's going to be a little bit higher.
And you hate to say what ifs, but imagine if Sincere Jones, their second leading scorer, were playing here today, in addition to Brandon Sinclair. This game might be even closer.
Might be. I don't know if Sinclair would be playing, though.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You might have been better off with Sinclair Jones. I don't know. I mean, you know, sophomores got, he was probably double the number, if not more than that, on the course of the whole season. Not just his average, but the whole season. So, you know, he's been a real nice offensive punch for Cole Rain. And Moeller's got to answer, you know, certainly Wiley's hit his share of threes tonight. And I think Moeller's given up a lot more threes tonight than they ever would have expected.
Sinclair averaged only 2.2 points entering the game. He's got 12 now and works the basketball for the Coleraine Cardinals, top of the key. Sends it over the right side of the floor for Hatter. Now down to the corner on the right side for Wright. Back to Hatter. Left corner now for Brandon Sinclair, the sophomore, to the left point for Rodney Wiley. Over to the right elbow. Phillips pulls up and jumps with it, and it's no good. I don't know if the long or to mid-range shot is Phillips' strength. He's missed a couple of those here today.
I would agree. He was just so open. Of course, you want him to take that shot. You'll leave him open to take that, and he did, and that really didn't serve them very well. Looks like Moeller's going to take a little few minutes off the clock here. They're going three out.
Yeah, Moeller leads 61-48, just under 4 minutes to play. Miles McBride just holding the basketball. Now Curran, it's his turn to hold it as he now gives it back to Miles McBride, who drives through the lane, kicks it over to Max Land, who drives through the right side of the baseline. His shot doesn't go, though. Phillips with the board sends it up ahead to Rodney Wiley, who loses the ball. It's scooped up by Alex Williams, and he runs into Phillips, and looks like Phillips is called for the foul.
Yeah, he took him at half court. He just kind of kept a hip there, and that was an obvious blocking foul. Boys are talking to each other down there. A couple of big bodies, that's for certain. Both about 6'4", probably go 225 at least.
Aaron Phillips will be heading to the University of Cincinnati for football next season. He's a defensive end and tight end out on the football field, but he's been doing a good job here today. As Max Land has the basketball for the Moeller Crusaders. Land gets it back down low, a behind-the-back pass outside of the arc to find Curran. And now Miles McBride dribbling around the perimeter. Williams open outside the arc. His three-point field goal hits the front of the iron. No good. Hatter brings down a Coleraine board.
I don't think that's a shot Coach Kramer wanted.
Wiley has it at the right corner for Coleraine. Hatter up top. Back to Wiley. Open, but deep three. He buries it. It's a 10-point game, 61-51, 2:49 to go.
Well, when you're going to hit shots like that, you're going to stay in games. He's up to 22 points. They are absolutely filling it up from three tonight.
And we have a timeout, a 30-second timeout called. I couldn't catch that. Was that Moeller who called the timeout?
I think they did. I think they've just decided that they need to turn up the defensive pressure. They're just getting too much space. Make them go inside. Make them put the ball on the floor to go inside and try to score at the basket. But these threes, they're just not missing. So you got to change it up somehow.
Yeah, when Moeller went back to 15 points for their lead, I thought maybe they'd get away unscathed. But now 10 points. I mean, Coleraine still has a small but a real chance to try to come back.
Well, I may have jinxed them there. I said that the deficit would go up on Coleraine over the course of time. And actually, they've crawled closer to within 10. I don't think they've been within 10 since the first quarter.
Miles McBride working from the backcourt to the front court. McBride throws it to Land and then gets the basketball right back to him.
I think Moeller's pulling the ball out. They're just trying to spread the floor a little bit to get a little bit more space to work.
Now Michael Shipp with the ball outside the arc. Works it over the right wing. Shipp is guarded by Murray. Now McBride inside the lane trying to work through the glass.
Wow,
a left hand. May have been no look. Threw it up. Prayed for a drop through. He got that. 63-51. 12-point lead for the Crusaders.
19 for McBride, but that's his first basket of the second half.
Wiley drives inside. Tries to put up a left-handed but tough shot. Rolled around the rim and fell down. No good. We have a 1:55 left. McBride holding the basketball up top. Williams sets the screen as McBride penetrates the arc, guarded by Rodney Wiley. Now Michael Shipp with the ball, left side of the floor. Freem has the ball at the right wing, outside the arc. And now Max Land guarded tightly by Wright. And now Shipp at the high post. Gives it to Williams inside, and Williams' drive rolls on the rim and falls off. No good. Phillips brings down the Cardinals' rebound.
They've had some good looks. They just haven't been able to drop them in.
Murray sending over the basketball for Cole Rain. A minute 12 left to go. Moeller leads by 12. Hatter drives inside, trying to get to the low post, and an offensive foul.
I think it just went out of bounds off of Cole Rain.
Oh,
that's why
you.
Cole Rain doesn't go inside. You know, the guards don't go inside because they're going to get blocked. That's why they're hitting, taking the threes. Fortunately for them, they're hitting them too.
So, yeah, you're right. Went out off Cole Rain. Moeller's basketball here with a minute to go. Max Land up to Logan Duncan, who is in the left corner uncontested, but now sends it up to Miles McBride. Michael Shipp will give it to Max Land. An overlook pass over to the right corner for Miles McBride. Back up top to Land. Now over to Shipp, the left wing, working off a screen set by Duncan, and a hard collision. A player from each team is down. Michael Shipp is down for the Moeller Crusaders. And that might be Rodney Wiley on his back. It is Wiley for the Colerain Cardinals, and he gets up slowly.
Yeah, I didn't get some flocked out a little bit by the official here, but I think it was just he was starting to drive down the lane and stepped out on defense, and they collided. Now they'd call a technical foul here, I suppose. Ship's going to the line all by himself. All players have been moved off the line. Might have been a lecture curricular that I wasn't able to see.
So 63-51, as you said, we have Michael Ship at the line. With 39.1 seconds left.
I think they called that foul on Patterson. I think he was going to go out his way no matter what.
Shipp makes the first free throw attempt. So it looks like the Crusaders will survive this basketball game. A great showing by the Colerain Cardinals. As Shipp makes both attempts. And now since it was the technical, the Moeller Crusaders will get the basketball back. And now we have a timeout called here. 39.1 seconds left. And it's a 14-point lead for the Moeller Crusaders.
Well, we talked before the game, you know, what would you do to set up your team to beat Moeller? And teams have tried to slow them down. That's not worked. The teams that have given the trouble are the ones that have hit just lights out on shooting. Colerain's shooting percentage over the course of the year was, you know, really not all that great. Their field goal percentage was 42%, and they were 33% for three. But, boy, they are draining threes tonight. We don't have numbers provided to us during the game as it goes on, but their three-point percentage, and not only that, the number that they've shot tonight, it's just been outstanding. So, you know, Moeller's missed, to me, a lot of shots that they normally would make. Close-in shot. I'm not asking for 15-footers or three-pointers, but around the basket, they just haven't gotten the breaks. You know, Colerain's got something to do with that. Moeller's a little bit better than this, but Colerain has really shown extremely well. They were tough. They came back. They were down early. They were down often. And they've climbed back into this where they got within 10 at 61-51. So, you know, you can't fault their effort and their results tonight. They played extremely well.
Yeah, that's the 20 seed in the Colerain Cardinals, giving the 1 seed, the Moeller Crusaders, a great showing here today. As it looks like Moeller will advance to play at the University of Dayton against the winner of the Turpin-Winton Woods basketball game. And Moeller gets a shot inside. I believe that was Logan Duncan.
Yeah, it was a nice dump-in pass from Shipp. Colerain's going to take some substitutions here to get their seniors out to give them their due for great years at Colerain. They've got 13 seniors. It take a while, but these kids played hard tonight. They shot the ball well. They didn't back down. They came back from deficits. You know, things that you'd like to see out of your team.
Yeah, I mean, Colerain just 4-12 in the GMC, but yet they gave the Moeller Crusaders a run for their money here today. We have Isaiah Myers, and now Sinclair shoots a
mid-range jumper doesn't go.
Yeah, Sinclair doesn't know how to shoot from that close in. He's used to being out at 19, 20 feet.
And we have 13.4 seconds left in the game. 67-51, the Crusaders lead. And Miles McBride will dribble the basketball out. He crosses the timeline, now heads up and is talking to one of the officials. And hands it to him, whistle blows. And the final score is Moeller 61, Colerain 51. A good showing by the Colerain Cardinals, but still the Moeller Crusaders win again. They remain undefeated, and they advance to play on March the 9th at the University of Dayton.
I give Colerain a ton of credit tonight. Not only did they hang in, but they had to come from way down to do it. That showed me something. You know, they had to pull out the shooting percentage, which they did. So they did everything they could to keep this one close. They end up going down by 16. But, well-played game by Colerain.
And do you think this game could affect the Moeller Crusaders at all, thinking maybe that they're not as unstoppable as they might have thought?
I think Coach Kramer would love that, honestly. I think he'd love to have somebody throw a little something at you. You know, when they go back to practice now, you got to say, hey, you know, you guys, you know, you showed it in the first half, but you didn't show it in the second half. So there's a reason now to, you know, get them back to work. They got to sit for 8 days. I'm sure they'll be ready. But, they had some lapses there offensively and defensively where they didn't get the job that they normally do. They didn't get it done. So, you know, they'll get there. They will put that one behind them. They'll work hard, and they'll be ready for Dayton in a week from tomorrow.
Yep. So do you have any other thoughts before we wrap things up here today?
I think it was a good game, and, the Colerain fans got something good. Moeller fans showed up tonight. A lot of stands were well packed for Moeller, so, good showing for them too.
Well, Mike, thanks for welcoming me in to this broadcast.
Yeah, great job, Zachary. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
So the Moeller Crusaders win. They beat the Colerain Cardinals in advance to play at the University of Dayton on March the 9th. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Mike Jones and Zachary Nienaber, you've been listening to Moeller Crusaders basketball on ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.